Ryan and Torty here. This week in pro football, 97.5, the Fanatic. All right, we got the a billion. Chris Harris, big Ram fan now, excited about his team's victory Thursday night. From HarrisFootball.com. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, so, but I'm in Austin. I'm not even in LA.
What are you doing in Austin? I figured you'd be in Austin. Austin's the perfect city for a guy like you.
He's been up for hours already. He's been working out. He's gotten all kinds of stuff done already.
About that.
I lived here for 5 years.
Did you?
Spent winters here sometimes. Good place.
Typical for a deadhead like yourself to end up in Austin, Texas. So
keep Austin weird, Chris. So, keep it weird.
Listen, but let's get on the phone here. Harris is here. His time is valuable. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. If you've got a fantasy question for Christopher Harris from HarrisFootball.com. Of course you're in Austin. Not far from Tulsa, your new book. How's that going?
Sure, it's going good. Post-apocalypse, man. It's not quite the apocalypse, but we're getting there.
All right. Well, speaking of apocalypse, I'm going to start you off because I have a battle of 36ers, according to the Harris rankings. All right, as a proud Le'Veon Bell owner and Christian McCaffrey being off. How about James White or Amari Cooper? All right, this is what I'm down to here. James White or Amari Cooper? I mean, I just had it with Amari Cooper. Like, dare I play this guy again, Chris?
You know, the answer there is if you want to make sure you get something, you got to play James White because he's going to get you something. And Cooper's either going to get you 2 catches for 10 yards or 11 for 150 so far this year. I did film work actually on Cooper and the YouTube channel this week on Thursday's show and just showed what a knucklehead he was in the game against Miami. And at some point, we know how talented the guy is, but at some point, they're going to give up on him. I don't think Gruden's going to have patience for this because he just makes way too many mistakes. But, you know, James White doesn't give the upside any kind of upside at all. You're not going to get 20 points from James White in fantasy.
No, but no Rex Burkhead now, right?
Right.
He's on IR, and I know Sonny Michel is the du jour flavor now in New England, but I think White gets a lot of plays tomorrow against Miami.
I mean, the problem is he's not going to be carries. If they decide to throw it to him 11 times, he's going to have a big game, but it's not going to be 15 carries.
All right.
Chris is a Chris Carson owner, guy who probably overdrafted him in my leagues. I was thrilled to see him get 32 carries last week and obviously broke the 100-yard barrier, scored. Is that something, based on the 32 carries, and I know the hip injury might limit him this week or whatever, but do they consider him to be a bell cow back? Should we consider something in the 20 to 25 touch realm for Chris Carson moving forward here?
Probably he earned, I mean, let's face it, if you were talking to me last week, we'd be saying, why didn't Chris Carson play in the second half of that game?
Right.
I don't trust that Pete Carroll has a plan for the whole season. I think he goes very much week by week with his running backs, has for years now. So I could never tell you I'm positive what that workload's going to be. But, you know, I mean, second half of week two on that Monday night game, Carson fumbled and was in the doghouse and it was all Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny comes out and fumbles in week three and then it's all Chris Carson. I would probably bet on Carson ahead of Penny, but I wouldn't feel like I know for sure, definitely 25 carries are coming.
All right. Hey, Chris, the Giants snap out of it, you know, last week, come up with a win against the Texans. And there's two teams. That's two teams I want to mention to you in terms of pushing the panic button here. I mean, do you feel that much better? Do you think the Giants accomplished anything fantasy-wise last week? Or are they potentially just as moribund as they've been? And the Texans, they just can't get out of their own way. I mean, I know you still feel, anybody feel good about DeAndre Hopkins, but how about the rest of their fantasy guys?
You know, Deshaun Watson's produced big numbers these past couple of times. I mean, they scored a meaningless touchdown with 6 seconds to go in the game last week to make Deshaun Watson's day look good.
Right.
They're playing bad. Deshaun Watson's been actively pretty bad. He's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league so far this year. I'm concerned. I'd be concerned, but you know, sometimes you play bad in the NFL right now, you still get 40 pass attempts and you still, you know, put up a good a number. You know, the Giants have a lot of players we like, a lot of talented dudes. And the first 2 weeks we were freaked out about the offensive line. They bench Eric Flowers finally, and suddenly they have a good effort against what's supposed to be a pretty good Houston defensive line. So I feel good. I feel good if I've got Odell Beckham. I mean, you're always starting him anyway. I feel good if I've got Saquon Barkley, always starting him anyway. Evan Engram's out, so I actually think Sterling Shepard's not a terrible play. Can we all agree the Saints maybe haven't set the world on fire defensively? So, sure, I think the Giants feel like a bunch of nice plays tomorrow.
Now, Chris, as we take a look at the rest of the rankings that you have here, quarterback is, you know, a little bit of a question. You have Pat Mahomes still as the fifth ranked guy. That means against a Denver defense, you don't see Mahomes coming back to earth quite yet if he's going to go there.
Well, what's crazy about that is, like, I'll do other radio hits and they'll go, "Why don't you have a number one, you dummy?"
and we're like, much more erudite than that, Chris. Come on.
That's right. Well, I feel like what I accounted for was a potentially difficult matchup against at least a star-laden defense that, in a big national TV road game where eventually the kid makes mistakes. At this point, maybe the Chiefs and the Rams have just broken football and there's no way to cover them ever. I feel like that's not the case. And usually around this time of year, we feel like there are these unstoppable offenses and then somebody stops them. Right. You're using them. You're not betting into that winning streak, obviously. But, yeah, I couldn't get him higher than that.
That's funny. And even talking about that, and of course, I got to bring it around to this, Chris Harris. You went into this week really liking Jared Goff. You had him at 15. Now, nobody saw that kind of game coming, but I mean, don't you think there's a general perception amongst not just fantasy guys, but the NFL in general, that people are really reluctant to say that this guy could be a top-shelf NFL quarterback?
I mean, he played awesome in that game. He played amazing. I mean, it's not just the numbers. It's, people watch the game. He was phenomenal. The accuracy was off the charts. The decision-making, there were difficult throws that he made. I mean, Kirk Cousins did too. Talk about the game feeling like it's broken.
Right.
I think the hesitance has been a lot of times Gurley is the focus of the offense and Goff isn't really thrown down the field that much. And it's very clear that against the Vikings, they threw caution to the wind. It's his first game of more than 30 completions in his life, in his NFL life, which isn't that long, but it's 20 something games. And in today's NFL, that's not a lot. So it's felt like he hasn't been a super high volume passer. And in that game, they sort of gave up on the run because they didn't need to. And Goff needs to be considered a top 10 quarterback right now after that effort.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. But we were talking earlier in the show about that. And you're right. You mentioned the phrase, the game is broken. The game is really, really ridiculously wide open right now. And you got to act accordingly fantasy wise. So I guess that means the moral of that story, don't play Amari Cooper. So that's it. But listen, Harris, Chris, we appreciate you taking the time. Appreciate it very much. That's harrisfootball.com. Good luck, whatever you're doing in Austin, okay? Just don't get in trouble, all right? And we will talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. All right.